this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison thanks China for candid talks about the bilateral relationship. The Disability Royal Commission begins its first day of public hearings. And in tennis, the industry reacts to Ashley Barty's WTA finals win. The latest SBS News. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has thanked Chinese Premier Li Keqiang for a candid discussion about the two countries' relationship. The two leaders made a promise to commit to rebuilding Australia and China's bilateral relationship during a meeting in Bangkok yesterday ahead of the East Asia Summit. It comes after Foreign Minister Maurice Payne was last week criticised by the Chinese government for calling out its human rights abuses against ethnic Uyghurs. Mr Morrison says there's an acknowledgement between Australia and China that they are two very different countries.
They're a Communist Party state. We're not seeking to adopt their system and they're not seeking to adopt ours. And so there's an honesty about understanding the differences between those two outlooks. And that was honestly discussed yesterday and understood. And so those types of disagreements from time to time, both the Premier and I are very committed to ensure don't overtake or overwhelm the rest of the relationship.
The first hearings of the Royal Commission into Abuse and Neglect of People with a Disability has begun in Queensland. The Queensland education system will be the focus of hearings over the next couple of days in Townsville. The Commission will hear evidence from parents and carers of students with disabilities, as well as teachers and advocates. Counsel Assisting Dr. Kerry Mellifront, QC, has outlined stories of discrimination, bullying, physical violence and segregation towards students with disabilities submitted to the Commission.
Those submissions and information start to paint the very real and stark picture that in many places, persons with disabilities are not receiving equity in their education. They are not being treated as people with the rights to an equitable education.
Meanwhile, the Royal Commission has been told people living in rural and remote Australia don't have access to a first-class aged care system. Regional communities are in the spotlight in the Aged Care Royal Commission, which holds 3 days of hearings in Mudgee in the New South Wales Central West. Senior Counsel Assisting Peter Gray, QC, has told the Commission rural and remote settings pose special challenges for the delivery of aged care. He says many of these challenges are due to structural aspects of remote living, but providing equal access to aged care for people living in these regions is a matter of fairness. The Royal Commission's interim report was released last week, ahead of the final report due in November 2020. Thousands of people have braved the rain for the Melbourne Cup Parade, including hundreds of protesters angry about the treatment of former racehorses. The traditional parade through Melbourne's CBD ahead of the running of the $8 million Cup attracted more anti-horse racing activists than usual despite the downpour. Activists took up their position at the end of the parade route, chanting, "Blood on your hands, animal abusers, total losers," and say, "Nup to the Cup," as the procession of trainers, owners and jockeys made their way down Swanston Street to Federation Square. The Coalition for the Protection of Racehorses spokeswoman Kristen Lee says the group has been inundated with support since last month's ABC investigation into the industry. In sport, Tennis Australia says it's optimistic that Ashley Barty's victory at the WTA finals will reinvigorate the sport for Indigenous athletes at a grassroots level. Barty defeated Ukrainian defending champion Elina Svitolina 6-4, 6-3 to claim the title and retain her position as world number one. Tennis Australia spokesman Todd Woodbridge says the 23-year-old's behaviour on and off the court throughout the years make her a strong contender for Australian of the Year.
Her results have been phenomenal. She's reached that pinnacle, but it's what she's driving off the court also through her attitudes, through her behaviours, through the way she's so humble, through her family values, through her work with Indigenous kids, through her work with young women and trying to keep young girls involved in sport. Those are key things for our communities.
Let's check out the weather for tomorrow. Cloud clearing in Perth, 25 degrees. Partly cloudy, 21 in Adelaide. In Melbourne, becoming sunny in 18. In Hobart, cloudy in 17. In Canberra, partly cloudy, 20 degrees. In Wollongong, a shower or 2, 18. Much the same for Sydney, 20 degrees. In Newcastle, showers as well with a possible storm and 20. In Brisbane, partly cloudy and 31. In Cairns, much the same, 31. And in Darwin, showers with a storm likely there and 33 degrees for you. I'm Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.